We learned the Mishnah in Yud Aleph on the base, where the Mishnah has the machleket amen hachamim. The din is azachin liyadim shalay b'fanav. If I want to make a, I want to give you a matana, and you're not here, so I can give the matana to someone else, and they should pick it up and be kind, and you'll be here. Zachin liyadim shalay b'fanav. What if I write a shtar shichrur, and I want to free my eved kenayni, and he's not around? So can I give it to someone else who's here to be zeicher to pick up on behalf of the eved kenayni? So that's a machlokes. Rav Meir says that it's a choiv ul'eved sheyotze mitachas yad rabba l'cheiris. It doesn't mean it's absolutely a choiv. In many cases it would be considered a schus, but we're not so sure. We're not so sure in advance. And they should pick it up and be kind on your behalf. What if I write a shtar shichrur and I want to free my eved kenayni and he's not around? So can I give it to someone else who's here to be zeicher to pick up on behalf of the eved kenayni? So that's a machlokes. Rav Meir says that it's a choiv ul'eved sheyotze mitachas yad rabba l'cheiris. It doesn't mean it's absolutely a choiv. In many cases it would be considered a schus, but we're not so sure. We're not so sure in advance. I'm about to give the shtar shichrur to someone else to be kind of for the eved kenayni. We're not so convinced in advance whether the eved kenayni is going to be happy about it or sad about it. So Rav Meir says, In order to apply the principle of Zach L'Yadim Shalav HaFanav, you have to know in advance that this is what the person would really want. And the Chachamim say, of course, it's obvious that that's what the Rov Bnei Adam certainly, Rov Avadim certainly would prefer to go free rather than to remain an Avdus. If I give a get to my wife, if I give a get, I can give a get Bal Korach, I can give a Shtar Shichrur to the Eved Kenayni Bal Korach, that's if he's here. If the wife is here, I can give the get Bal Korach, you're not allowed to, it's an Isser. But if you give the get, it'll be chal. And if I give the shtar shichrur to the eved kenayni bal korcha, he also goes free. But the medubra over here is the eved kenayni is not here and the isha is not here. So I want to give the get to someone else to be kain on behalf of the wife. So by the get, the isha, everybody holds that that's a chayvul leisha shetetzim mitachas bailo. Unless you have a rare case, we said in Shulchan Aruch to have rare cases in the Gemara, the end of Yevamos, you have rare cases where it's obvious that the woman is dying to receive the get already. So then you would apply Zach L'Yadim Shalav HaFanav. But except for those unusual cases, the Mishnah states that to give a get, we assume is a choiv. And to be Mishachar Eved Kenayni, that's a machlokes HaTanoim, whether it's a schus or a choiv. So the Chachamim argue with Rav Meir, and they say, how can you possibly think that to give to be Kainash Tashichra for the Eved is a choiv? Every Eved, any Eved in his right mind, would certainly want to go free. Why? Shem Yirtzu Shalal Lazen Asavda Rashoi. If the Adam decides that he doesn't want to feed the Eved Kenayni, so he can make the Eved Kenayni work a whole day, 6 days a week. Eved Kenayni is chayv mitzvah kisha. He can make the Eved Kenayni work 6 days a week, just Shabbos and Yom Tov not. The Adam takes all the salary. Let's say he sends the Eved Kenayni to an office to be a lawyer or whatever, to work a whole parnasa. So all of the money the Eved Kenayni earns goes to the Adam. Kol ma shekana Eved. Kana Rabbi, the Yodin takes everything and he doesn't have to give him any food.
Yeah, it'd be like Yenif Hedl, he wouldn't say anything.
No, so the Eved will have to go schnorre money. He'll have to go ask for tzedakah. So the Mishnah presents the argument of the Chachamim against Rav Meir. Shem Yirtzu Shalal Lazen Asavdo Rashoi. If the Yodin decides he doesn't want to feed the Eved, he can make the Eved work regular 6 days a week and he doesn't have to give him any food. No, wouldn't every normal Eved in such a situation certainly want to be free? That's so a normal Adon is not going to make the Eved do like that. To work 6 days a week and not give him any food, he should go get the tzedakah. But since the Adon always has such an option, he has the bravery to do such a nasty thing, so doesn't every Eved know that it's better for his purposes to be free, that he should be able to earn money, put it away in the bank, and then buy food? By the wife, the Chachamim agree with Reb Meir that it's a chayv, because the husband cannot decide one fine day not to give the wife mezainis. That's what he's mishabed himself in the ksuba. He's mechuyev in mezainis ishta. Machleik is the Rambam holds the chiyuv mezainis is min haTorah. Share ksus v'yayinah. So the Pasha Pshat, the Rambam learns like that Tana. Share means food, ksus means clothing, and oinah means tashmish amita. And the Ramban HaChumish says that's one Tana in the Gemara, but Rov HaTanoim don't pass him like that. Rov HaTanoim hold that mezainis is only with the Rabbanim. Strange concept. Mezainah, the husband is mechuyev to support his wife is only midirabbanan, and he has to buy clothing is only midirabbanan. The only thing it says in the Chumash is oina, tashmish amita, and the sharing ksus has to do, ksus means the begodim that he buys his wife for the shas tashmish, and the share means kirav basa. Everything has to do with the tashmish, and the buying food and buying clothing for the wife, that's only takana midirabbanan. That's how we assume in Shulchan Aruch like that, not like the Rambam Shita. But whatever, whether it's min haTorah min derabbanan, the Baal is still mechuyev to support his wife to give him a zaynus. So if the Baal wants to get rid of her and she's not here and he wants to give it again to someone else to be kain on behalf of the wife, that's certainly a chayiv for the wife because she's not going to have anybody supporting her anymore. If he wants the Yevet to work 6 days a week and he doesn't want to give mezainas, the Yodan has a right to. So therefore, it's certainly a schus for every Yevet to go free. But if he wants shalolos and asishtein rashoi, the wife is secure that she has mezainas. The husband has to support her. So that's certainly a chayiva for the wife to go free. Amalahem, Sir Ameh had a tiny back. Aye, but in some cases, it's going to pose a problem for the Yevet also. It's not 100% givaldic that the Yevet goes free. The harim poisel savdim and atruma. Just like an Ashes Kain is a Chalas Betruma, even though she's not a Kain, so too, an Ebed Knaini of a Kain is Oichel Betruma, an Ebed Ivri of a Kain is Ein Oichel Betruma. But an Ebed Knaini of a Kain is Oichel Betruma, so if you're going to be Meshach with the Ebed Knaini, and the Ebed Knaini is not around, maybe he'll feel bad about the fact that you stole the mitzvah from him now. That's if the Ebed Knaini belongs to a Kain. What if he doesn't belong to a Kain? The Reb Meir in the Mishnah only presents the argument if he belongs to a Kain. So he may feel bad about the fact that he no longer will have the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah of eating truma.
So then, truma?
That's what we discussed. That's a shaila. The Ebed Knaini's, the permissibility of the Ebed Knaini to eat truma is learned out from the same pasuk where it says that the behemah of a coin can eat truma.
Kinyakaspa,
right. So the behemah of a coin eats truma, that's not a mitzvah, that's just a hetzah. So that's a question that Achreinim raised. What about the din that the Ebed Knaini of a Kohen eats truma? Is that like a behemah or is that a mitzvah? Nafkamina, would he say a broch? Asher kedushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu. The Kohen eats truma, he says, Asher kedushanu b'kedushas v'shalar v'tzivanu al achidas truma. The stomach, the Ebed of the Kohen for sure doesn't say the stomach. He doesn't say kedushanu b'kedushas v'shalar.
What does the wife say?
That's also a shaila, unclear. It's unclear whether Ashes Kain's eating truma. Ashes Kain is also the same pasuk.
Kain ki knev.
Oh, that's the shaila. Okay. It's a single man speaking, yeah.
You can get away with it.
That's the shaila. So some say that that's the issue in the Mishnah. The Rameya holds that if you're going to be Mishachah, the Ebed Knaini, he may feel bad about the fact that you cheated him out of fulfilling the mitzvah. There are mayor halls that in Ebed Knaini is eating truma is a mitzvah. Amar lo, and the Chachamim answered back, no! The fact that he told him if Nei Shu Kinyon, that's an Ishkei mitzvah, that's a heter. So what do you mean he feels bad that you cheat him, that he's not fulfilling a mitzvah? It was never a mitzvah to begin with. Some want to say that that's how the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah is. Learns Pshat in the Machlekes Rameh and the Chacham. So now the Gemara is going to raise a discussion on the top of Yud Beis Amaral, around 10 lines from the top. The Lashon of the Mishnah sounds like the Chachamim are arguing with Rav Meir. It sounds like they say it's absolutely a schus for the Eved to go free. If the Adon can force the Eved to work 6 days a week and he can take away all of the salary, Kol Mashikon Eved Kon Rabbi, and he doesn't even have to give mezainis to the Eved, so the Eved is going to have to go schnorre geld from Stoke in order to keep alive. So isn't that certainly a schus? Everybody understands that it's a schus that the money that I earn, I'll put in the bank, and I'll be able to eat mezainis, and I won't have to go shnoret stoket. So the Gemara says, Shamis mino, it sounds from the Mishnah, Yochel harav loyma le'eved, that the Yodon can tell the Eved Knaini, Asei me, I want you to work 6 days a week, 24 hours a day, whatever, ve'eini zainach, and I'm not going to give you mezainis. So that's the Gemara Shaila. What's the halacha? Can the Adon demand of his Eved Knaini? If you have an Eved Ivri, so the Gemara says, for sure you cannot do that. Because it says, Kitav Limach, Imach Michael, Imach Mishnah. Not only are you Mechuyev to give him his Zainis, you have to give him the same Zainis that you have. And Taisus quotes the Yerushalmi. If you only have one pillow, if you only have one steak, and one is going to do Adon and the Eved, so one's going to have flesh, one's going to have milchik, so you're not allowed to, the Adon is not allowed to take the pillow for himself, not allowed to take the bed and meal for himself. And cheat the Eved Ivri and give him the lesser ones, and the Mele has no berry, has to give the better meal and the better bed and the better everything to the Eved Ivri. That's why the Gemara has a lashon, Akain Eved Ivri Liatzma, he kind of utterly Atzma, because sometimes you have to treat him better than you treat yourself. So an Eved Ivri we're not discussing. For sure, the Adon has no right to say to his Eved Ivri, I say me, the Eini Zainach, I want you to work because I bought the right to your labor for the next 6 years. Buys an Eved Ivri for Sheish. I bought the right to your Maisa Yodayim for 6 years and I want you to work and I'm not going to give you any food. That for sure is not allowed by the Eved Ivri.
You have to give him quality work on time. You can't give him work if he's Zayin. You have to give him quality work as well.
necessary.
Yeah, work that's necessary, yeah.
Yeah.
Not allowed to, he's not allowed to make the evidentiary work for nothing. Do silly work to waste his time.
Which is just for
nothing. Yeah. So the Gemara wants to know, though, what's the din of an Eved Knaini? Ishtoi avadad izachi of nizaynus. Either min ha-Torah with the Rabbanah, whatever it is. It's interesting. Rov HaRishonim hold that the obligation of the husband to give nizaynus to his wife is only the Rabbanah, but the obligation to give the Eved Ivri, that's min ha-Torah.
Yeah.
The obligation to give the Eved Ivri is min ha-Torah. Ki tov la-imach. You have to give him imcha v'machal imcha v'mishta. The obligation to give the wife is only with the Rabbanah. According to Rov HaRishonim, very unusual. It's very strange. So the Gemara hata shayla, what's the din of Eved Knaini? What do you mean? What's the shayla? What's the din of Eved Knaini? If the Adon is mechuyev b'mezaynus Eved Knaini, echateise, why should the Adon be mechuyev b'mezaynus Eved Knaini more than anybody else? He can't let him die from starvation. As the chayid, he's chayiv mitzvahs keisha. He can't let the goyim either die from starvation. You have to take care of the goyim also. So pashteise, but it's a balachayim also. But the shayla in the Gemara is, am I more mechuyev than anybody else? I'm not more mechuyev than anybody else. I say, look, legally you belong to me. You have to work for me for 6 days a week and I take all the salary away. And then as far as eating food, so go shnari gelt. I'm not mechuyev more than anybody else.
If you shnari gelt, it also belongs to the
Rav.
No, you have to have
food. No, it's understandable that he has to eat food. So the Yodin will chip in, the same as everybody else in the community. The Yodin will give his share in proportion to how much he earns. Everybody will chip in and give a little money. So that's the Gemara Shaila. Can the Adon demand, I say me, the Eini Zaynach, that I want you to work for me and I don't want to give you Mezaynus? What's the Tzad Sofik to say that he cannot? Why not? The Raman Paskin says yes. The Adon can say, like the Gemara says, Shamas Mino. From the Mishnah, you see, from the statement of the Chacham and the Rav Meir, you see that the Adon can tell the Eved Kanaini, I want you to work 6 days a week and I'm not going to give you Mezaynus. Support yourself. Why should it be a Svar to say Aznit? What should the svar be that not? That the Yodin is Mukhiv and Mezainis of the Eved Knaini? Where does that come from? What, min ha-Torah, min ha-Rabbanan? What's the Shaila? So if you go a little weiter in the Gemara, I'll give a little hakdomah. The Gemara seems to say clearly like this. Let's say I have an Eved Knaini who doesn't work. He's not feeling well, whatever, he's an old man, he's not shaykh, he doesn't work. The mezainis to keep this Eved Knaini alive is going to cost me, $50 a week. And he is not even worth $50 a week. He cannot do anything. He can only earn $10 a week. So would anybody say that the Odon for getting $10 worth of melacha from the Eved is mechuyev to give him back $50? So the Gemara says, for sure not. That nobody holds. The wife, the husband is mechuyev to support his wife, to give her food and clothing, even if she earns nothing. He's mechuyev in mezainis ishtai. So you see from the Gemara, that's not the Hadis of Orah to say that the Odon is Mukhiv and Mezainus of the Eved Knaini. No, the Gemara makes this contrast. If the wife doesn't earn any money at all, nonetheless the husband is Mukhiv and Mezainus Seho, but if the Eved Knaini doesn't earn any money, then for sure the Odon is not Mukhiv. So what was the Tzad Sofik in the Gemara? What exactly was the Tzad Sofik? Then the Gemara has in the second line from the bottom of the daf also. Just an interesting din. Second line from the bottom, HaMagdish, Maisei Yedei Avda, HaMagdish Yedei Avda, means like this, I own an Eved Knaini. Whatever I own, I can be Magdish, I own a jacket, I own Svarim, I own furniture, I own an apartment, so whatever I own, I can be Magdish, I can, if I want to, I don't have to. I want to donate it to Hegdish, I can't. So let's say a person is Magdish, Maisei Yedei Avda. No, Maisei Yedei Avda is a Chadov Shlo Boli Oilom. Means my Eved Knaini is going to earn money, so I'm Magdish, the money that he's going to earn, is a Chadov Shlo Boli Oilom. So the Hegdish wouldn't be Chal, could be the Nether would be a binding Nether, but the Hegdish wouldn't be Chal until it'll be Kambol Oilam, then the Nether would be binding, then I have to give it away. Here we're not talking his Magdish Maise Yidei Abdo, his Magdish Yidei Abdo. I own the Yevit Kishori Vahamara, I own the Yevit. I don't have a right to kill him. I'm sure I can shecht it. The Yevit is the Chamensh, it's a din from Lois Yitzchak, I have to treat him decently like a human being, but still, that's the concept of Eved Knaini. I own the Eved Knaini. So I can be Magdish the Eved Knaini Legamre if I want to. I can donate the whole Eved Knaini to Hegdish. He won't belong to me anymore, he'll belong to Hegdish. And Hegdish will auction him off to the highest bidder. And then whoever buys it will use him as an Eved Knaini. Or if I want, I can be Magdish Eved Limaisa Yodov. The Gemara says you cannot be Magdish Adov Shaloi Boli Oilom. Let's say somebody wants to be Magdish the Paris that is going to grow on his tree, Paris Dekel. The Paris are going to grow on the Dekel next year. So the Paris Dekel that didn't grow yet, That's a davar shel abal yoyim. He cannot be magdish that. But what is he magdish the dekel with respect to the right to the teres? So that's the halacha. I own the tree, so I own a schus that's called aroy yashba. Whatever shrach will develop on my tree, on my karka, I have a right to take for myself. So if I own an ebek 90, the other mem tabar, I own the ebek 90 forever, so I own the right to all of the maisi adayim that the ebek 90 will earn, all of the money that he will earn. So I cannot be magdish the check that he's going to get next week that doesn't exist yet, it's a davar shel abal yoyim, but I can be magdish the ebek 90 with respect to the schus of maisi adayim. So that's what the adam does over here. Hamagdish idei avda, he's magdish the adayim, the body of the eved, with respect to maisi yadav. So what's the din? So the Gemara says, if the Yadon, the Gemara says like this, if the Yadon has a right to make the Eved work for him 6 days a week, and he's not mechuyev to give him any mezainas, I say me the any mezainach, the Yadon has that right to do that. So then over here, since the Yadon was magdish the Eved, so the whole Eved is hegdish, and the Eved is going to have a problem. Where's he going to get mezainas from? But if the din would be, we don't pass him like this. If the din would have been that the Yadon cannot say, I say me the any mezainach. If the din would be that the Yadon has no right to take away all of the salary, all of the Maisiya diamond, not feed the Eved at all, so then the Gemara assumes that the Yadon has no right to be Magdish the Eved with respect to the full Maisiya diamond, the Gamre. It's like Eid on a Magdish Dovashena Shalom. Let's say Lamash like this. Let's say the food that the Eved is going to eat every week costs $50. Let's say for argument's sake. And the Eved earns $1,000 a week, let's say. He's such a talented Eved, he earns $1,000 a week, of which he needs $50 every week from his owners. So the Gemara says, if you hold the way we pass from Halacha, Yochel harav loim al Eved asei mi v'eini, Zaynach the Yodon has the legal right. It doesn't make sense that he should do it. The Eved is not going to be able to function well, but legally, strictly speaking, the Yodon has the right to demand of the Eved Knani that he should work his head off a whole week, and he doesn't have to give him any mezainis. So the way we pass from halacha, then the Adon has the legal right, again, it's not Yeshadik, but he has the legal right to be magdish the Eved with respect to Maisi Yodov, and the full $1,000 that he's going to earn every week goes to Hegdish, and Hegdish not mechuyev to give him back the $50 mezainis. Because the Adon owns all of this. The Adon owns the full $1,000. But if the din would have been otherwise, the Gemara says it's a machlekes Rav Rabbi Yechanan. Whether the Adon is entitled to take away the $4,000, not giving back $50 from the Zainas, or he has to give back. So the Gemara says, if you hold, he has to give him back $50 from the Zainas, then in the first place, the Adon only owns $950 of the Maisi Adai. So ain't on a Magdish, Dovish ain't a Shaloi. The Adon can only be Magdish, the Eved, with respect to the 950. It can't be Magdish, the Eved, with respect to the 1,000. So you see from the Gemara that the Vort, that if you hold like this opinion, the Adon cannot say, I say me vein and zainach. It does mean the Adon is mechuyev and mezainis of the Eved. He doesn't own that part in the first place. I just wanted to explain that a little bit. There is a famous machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid, and Hilchos Shluchim Meshutfim. It comes up la'alocha once in a while. The Rambam says, what if two people want to become partners? Want to become partners in what? So let's say they're partners in a farm. Okay, so I give 30% of the money, you give 70% of the money, or I give 50% of the money, you give 50% of the money, whatever the ratio is going to be, doesn't always have to be 50-50, can have 95 and 5%, whatever the ratio is. So we buy a farm together, we buy a business together, we buy something together, and then whatever Revach is going to develop later on, fine, so part is mine, part is yours. What if it's not that we're buying a business together, we're putting up all the money? I'm a Schneider and you're a Schneider. And I don't know, I live in Washington Heights and you live in Queens. I don't know who's going to make more money, who's going to get more customers. Or you have two shoemakers. Or let's say not two shoemakers, one is a dentist and one is a lawyer. And he doesn't know, the lawyer doesn't know if it's going to be a good year for a lawyer, it's going to be a good year for a dentist. So the Rambam says, what if the lawyer and the dentist, or the two dentists, or the two lawyers, or the two Schneiders, whatever it is, they want to make a shutfus together, that whatever revach, whatever profit we earn, we should split 50-50. We were yedidim for many years. Maybe I'll have a better year than you'll have, maybe you'll have a better year than I am, but the two of us together, Mr. Tomer, will make out well. So they make a deal, they're going to divide all the profits. So the Rambam says there's no way to make such a legally binding agreement. If every month they'll split the money, that's very nice. At the end of the year, if they'll go b'shalom and b'shalom, wonderful, du gesunt hey. But if somebody wants to back out, the one who's doing better than the other one, the Schneider or the lawyer or the Schuster, whatever, the one who's doing better than the other, he decides, why should I give him half of my... Yeah, he doesn't want to go on with this anymore. So the Rambam says he can back out whenever he wants because there's no way to make such a legally binding agreement because, doctor, what do you mean? The money that he's going to earn, he doesn't have yet. So how can I be makdim in money to the other person? So the Ravid is masing on the Rambam. He says, what do you mean? A person owns himself with respect to the right to earn money. A person owns himself with respect to the right. So just like I own myself with respect to the right to earn money, maisi yadayim, so I can sell myself to you, just like a person can sell himself as an eved ivri. The Ravid says, there's a pasuk in Chumash, you don't only have an eved ivri machruhu bezin. It says, v'nimka b'gnei bosar, a gan is stolen and he doesn't have money to pay back the keren. So the Torah says, v'nimka b'gnei bosar. There's another kind of eved ivri, amoicher atzmo. A person has the ability to sell himself as an eved ivri. So what does that show? What do you mean I sell myself? That shows that I own, every person owns himself with respect to the right to earn money. So if I own that, then I can sell myself as an eved ivri. So I can sell myself to you. Let's say you're the lawyer and I'm the shoemaker. So I'll sell my right to earn money to you, lachatzoin. I'll make you a half partner in myself. And you'll make me a half partner in your body with respect to the right to earn money for a year, whatever, for a year, for 3 years, whatever. So the Ravitainer said that's legally binding. So many of the Achrayim say that we assume halacha l'maisa like the Ravid. Yeah. We hold like that, that a person does own himself with respect to the right to make money. A person does own himself. The Rambam is right, a person does not own his own body. He doesn't own his life, he doesn't own his soul, he doesn't own his body, but you don't own the body, the pound of flesh, like in the Merchant of Venice. But the person does, the Ravid argues, the person does own his body with respect to the right to earn money that he does have. Baharai, he can sell himself as an eved ivri. Baharai also, and therefore he can sell himself to another person, not as an eved ivri, as a free man. I can make you a shutta for myself with respect to the right to earn money, and we'll divide the profits, whatever the arrangement will be. Mm-hmm. So here the Gemara raised an issue, which the Gemara is going to quote. It's a machlekes Rav against Rabbi Yechanan.
That's true of any worker.
Aleph on the base.
It's true of any worker.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Otherwise, you couldn't have any agreement.
No, on the point.
Right. I'll be pashtun. That's be pashtun. Yeah. So the Gemara now raises a shaila. I own an Eved Knaini. I own the Eved Knaini. Is a shaykh to say that I own the Eved Knaini legamre, and he's going to earn $1,000 a week, I have the right to take away all of the money? Or do you say no? $50. I don't own the full $1,000 worth of earning power that the Eved Knaini has. The first $50 that he needs, it's not that the Odon is Mukhivim Mizainis Eved Knaini. No, that's only by Eved Ivri is Mukhivim Mizainis, and by Ishtoi. There's a din is Mukhivim Mizainis Ishtoi. But Eved Knaini, nobody holds the Mukhivim. The Gemara says if the Eved Knaini doesn't do any work, so the Odon for sure is not Mukhivim Mizainis. But the Gemara had a suffix. Is a shaykh to say that the Adon owns his Eved Knaini with respect to the right to earn money, the full $1,000 worth, 100% he owns. And the Mizainis, that's his problem, how he's going to get it. Or do you say, no, that's not shaykh, not that the Eved... How can you say every person owns himself? Usually we say every person owns himself with respect to the right to earn money. So true, the Adon owns the Eved Knaini with respect to the right to earn money, but this basic amount of money that he needs to live on, also the Adon owns from him. So that's where the Gemara raised the Nekudah, and that's the Machlokes Amoraim. Maybe it's not shaykh to say that the Adon should own that. He only owns above that amount. The basic $50 or $25, whatever it happens to be, whatever generation, whatever community, the basic amount that he needs in order to keep alive, it's not shaykh to someone else should own him with respect to that. You only begin to own an Eved Knaini on the amount that's over and above that.
If he holds that he cannot say,
that you do own the Eved Knaini Lagamri. But if you would say that he cannot say, Aseimi Veini Zenecha, it doesn't mean that the Odin is Mukhiv and Mizainis of the Eved. He doesn't own him. So that's why if he's Magdish, Maisa Yedeh Eved is Magdish How does it say Hamagdishi Day Abdo? That's the question. Does the Masha Kana Kan Rabba begin from the first penny or begins after the first $50? That's a shaila and a din deraisa. Does it begin right away every single penny? Mashikan evikan arabo.
And the first 50 he gets automatically.
Right, it's not shaya. Right, that's the machlekes Rabbi Rabbi Yechanan. Is it shaykh to say that I own an evikanani mamish kishori vachamori even on the basic amount of earnings that he needs to live on? He doesn't even have the right to earn to keep that for himself. That's the machlekes.
What do you mean you first 50? What if he only earns 50?
No, that's it. The Yodan gets nothing from him. Not that the Yodan gets and Yodan's mechayiv to give back. No, not mechayiv. If you say mechayiv to give back, then the hegdah should be chal. Then the hegdah should be chal. Where does it come from that he's mechayiv to give back? No, he's muchach from the Gemara, not so. We'll read the Gemara, you'll see. So the Gemara again starts like this. From the simple reading of the Mishnah that the Chachamim argue with Rav Meir, they say, how can you say that the free and Eved were not sure whether the Eved is going to be happy or not? That's ridiculous. The Eved knows that the Yodin can tow him up. The Eved knows the Yodin can take away the $1,000 hour and not give him back a penny for food. He's going to have to go for tzedakah to get the food. So the Chachamim argue does not indicate that it's certainly a schus for the Eved to go free. He should be able to earn money. So the Gemara says, Shamis Mino, for the simple reading of the Mishnah, you see, Yochel Harav Laimel Eved. The Yodin does have the legal right to say, it's not a moral thing to do, but the legal right he has to say, I say me, I want you to work, the $1,000 goes to me, I'm not going to give you any money back from Mizainis, go get from Tzedakah. So the Gemara suggests, well, it's not necessarily Hachachof in the Mishnah, maybe the Mishnah is talking about a special case. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about a case that the Yodan tells the Yeved, I'm not interested in taking any of your money. You're earning, you have a job, you're earning money, so take care of your own mezainis. Maybe that's what it means, that the Odon...
That's when he's not chayiv anymore.
The Odon can say, I don't want to take care of your mezainis. That's what it means. If he tells them, keep your own money. Freg de Gemara said, how do you say... The Chachamim made a contrast. They said, Rab Meir is right by the get Isha. It's not a zach and the Odon shleib upon us to give the get to someone else to be kind of for the Isha. But for the Shtash Sheikh, Rabbi David Knaini, that is exclusive. The Chachamim argued why. Because the Baal is Mechayiv in Mezainis Ishta, he's not Mechayiv in Mezainis of the Eved. So the wife is going to lose. Frek di Gemara, what do you mean the Baal is Mechayiv in Mezainis Ishta? The husband can tell his wife, say Maisi Yadayach in Mezainis Ayach. The Gemara is in Ksuvah like that. It's not a normal relationship of a marriage. What they live in the same house together, and the wife has her own job, and she has her own bank account, and she pays for her own food. So what kind of a strange marriage? But the Gemara says, strictly speaking, there is such a thing. Frag the Gemara, the Chavos, the Gabi Isha. So what's the parallel case? The Chacham make a contrast between Get Isha is a Choy for the Isha, and Shtashich Avikanani, the hold is a Schus. Why? Because the Yodon is not Mechayiv to support the Avikanani, but he is Mechayiv to support his wife. So the Gemara says, what do you mean he's not Mechayiv to support the Avikanani? In a case of Tzei Maisi Adechalim Zenesecha, so the parallel case by the Isha is also the same. So what's the parallel case by the married woman? The husband told the wife, see, Maisi Yodayach B'mezainisayach. So Frek Dengar, Isha Mailoi. So what do you mean in the Mishnah it says that Baal of Chayiv B'mezainisishta? He's not Chayiv. She's earning money and he says, keep your checks, keep your paychecks and pay for your own meals. So what does it say in the Mishnah? She keeps her checks and I have to pay for her meals. Why? And for the Gemara, the Mishnah is talking about a case. She's not making $1,000 a week. She's making $10 a week. She does a little typing. She does a little needlework. She makes $10 a week, and it costs her $50 a week for food, for clothing, whatever. And for the Gemara, Isha B'Loi Sifka. She's not earning enough. She's only earning $10 a week. She needs $50. So that's when the Mishnah means to say that the Baal is Mechayiv to pay the remaining $40. Frag the Gemara, no, by the Yevet. By the parallel case, by the Eved, new also. If you're talking about the same case, you have to make a contrast, the same case, but the din is different. So by the Eved, also such a case, the Eved is only earning $10 a week and he needs $50 for Mezainah. So how can the Yodon say, but the $10 is not enough to live on? So the Gemara says, what do I care? That for sure. The holidays, the Yodon is not Mechayiv in Mezainah of the Eved Knani. If the Eved Knani only earns $10 a week, the Yodon for sure is not Mechayiv to supplement his income and give him the remaining $40. He has to chip in like the whole community should chip in. Mechayiv to give tzedakah to the Eved. So everybody has to give, but the Yodon doesn't have more of an obligation than anybody else. No, if the Eved, if the parallel case, the Eved is not earning enough, he's only earning $10 a week. So you said, we're working now with the Svara that the Adon cannot say, Aseimi Benizach. Does that mean that the Adon is Mukhliva Mizainis? Mar says, no, that doesn't mean it's Mukhliva Mizainis. It means the right of the Adon only begins after the first $50. So if he's only earning $10, I have no right to take it all. But I don't have a Chiv to supplement the $40. I don't have to give him the missing $40. That's what the Gemara means. Ah, and for the Gemara, Avda the Noam Kresi Loi Shavya and Evet Kanaini, who is not worth Nahama is bread. Kresi is the belly. He's not worth $50. He can't even earn $50 a week that he needs to buy bread for his belly. Lemari Elamarte Lemaim is boy for his master and his the master's wife. What do they need him for? They're certainly not Muhiv to supplement him, to supplement his income to give him. If he only earns $10 a week, Al Pidin, they're not Mukhiv to give him the remaining $40. Mustama Yosha would dictate if he was an Evik 90 for so many years and he was working for them, so Mustama Yosha dictates that they should take care of him now. But we're not talking Yosha, we're talking just strictly speaking, legally is he obligated. The Gemara says legally nisht obligated. So the Gemara says from the Mishnah you can't tell. You cannot tell from the Mishnah what the din is. Is the Mishnah talking about a case that the Adon told the Evid, say Maisi Adachalim is an Esecha? And by the loy sipek, then the Yodin is not mukhiv to make good. Or the Mishnah is talking about a case, the Eved works his head off all week, 6 days a week. He gives all the checks, all of his earnings to the Yodin. And the Yodin is entitled to 100%. He keeps the $4,000. Not that his chus to maisi or dime of the Eved only begins after the point of the $50. So you can't tell from the Mishnah one way or the other. So Gemara Toshma, we have a braisa that reads as follows. Eved shegolol or imiklod, and Eved killed somebody b'shoigeg. So the din says that the Eved also has to go to Ari Miklat. There's no Ari Miklat for Goyim. If a Goy kills the Shaykh, there's no din of Ari Miklat. But an Eved Knain is the Chayid. Chayid goes to Ari Miklat. Men, women, go to Ari Miklat. So if the Eved killed somebody, the Shaykh has to go away to Ari Miklat. So what's going to be? So let him get a job in the Ari Miklat. The Ari Miklat is not just a city where they have all of the Hargim B'Shaykh. They have factories and businesses and stores and post office and everything. You have to be big businesses. So the person who killed B'Shoigeg can go get a job over there. So when he gets the job and he earns $1,000 a week, does he have to send all the checks to the Yodon who's sitting and living in a different city? And the Yodon doesn't have to give him a penny for the Mezainah? So they say no, the same Shaila. The Yodon's chus to the Maisi Adayim only begins after the point of $50. And the first $50 the Yodon, that he needs to live on, the Yodon doesn't have the chus of Maisi Adayim. So what does it say in the Braisa? Eved Shigolo Lori Mikla, the Eved is not even living with the family anymore, not with the Balabas. Ein Rabba Chayv Luzunoi. The Yodon does not have to supply him with food. And what's with the checks? And the Yodon takes the full check, it sounds like. Veloyoi, Nitno, that he's not Mukhayev to give him $50 from his own house. If the Eved gets himself a job and he earns $1,000 a week, Al Shemaisi Yodon Le Rabba. So the simple reading sounds like he sends the full $1,000 check to the Yodon and he gets nothing back. In exchange for food, he has to go shnore gelt over there for food. Shmaminah, the simple reading sounds like it says, Yochal Rav Lamalabra saying me, the Enizot. That happens to be the way the Raman paskins. The Gemara says, no, maybe it's the same as the Mishnah. You can't tell. Just like we were matche the Mishnah. Same over here. Maybe Hacham Askinah, maybe that Bryson means, Domolot, same Isaiah Dechol, and Mizaneh Secho. That's the case. Feg the Gemara, Yochi. If he tells him, say, Maisei Dechel Mizayne Secho, he tells him, keep the money that you earn in order to buy your food. So what does the Braisa say? That's the arrangement. So what does it say in the Braisa? V'lo yod ol Hashem Maisei Yodav L'Rabbo. No, it says not so. He did not tell the Eved, say, Maisei Dechel Mizayne Secho. It says any money that he earns, he gives to the Yodom. Ihochi, Maisei Yodav Amai L'Rabbo. What does it mean if Maisei Yodav goes L'Rabbo? And for the Gemara, maybe that goes L'Hadofa. Means if he earns $1,000, he earns $1,000 a week and he only needs $50, so maybe that's what it means. Why not? Of course, why shouldn't it? Just because he's in a different city, why shouldn't the Yodin still be entitled to get the $50 that he needs to live on? Okay. He said, same I say, Dechlim Zenesecha, keep that amount of money that you need to live on. But the remaining $950, why shouldn't he have to give it to the Yodin? So the Gemara, maybe Ma would detain him, maybe one might have argued the point and thought, Kev Nechilesle, Lo Yaivle. since if the Eved would not be earning any money. The Eved in the Ari Mikla doesn't get any job at all. So the Odin would not be obligated to send him a check $50 a week to buy. The Odin's for sure not Mechivim as Zayin Sevet. So I might have thought also, Ki Islay, if the Eved is making $1,000 a week, maybe I might have thought, Nami Loy Lishkomine, the Odin should not be entitled to take that money, Kamash Malon, that he is entitled. Frag the Gemara. But so why did the Braisa tell me this Kiddush only in the case of Ari Miklot? They could have told you the Kiddush in any normal case. The Eved Knaini is at home. What do you have to give a case? The Eved Knaini killed somebody b'shegig and he runs away to the Ari Miklot and he's not there. And the basic $50 that he earns, maybe he is entitled to keep, but the remaining $950 a week he has to give to the other. So it's a chalam al azoy. Why only Ari Miklot? So the Gemara says, no, there's an added Kiddush. Fake the Gemara. What does the Braisa stick that in for? What's added? Zog the Gemara. Salkadai Techamin, I might have thought like this. There is a din. The Pasuk says that when somebody kills B'shegig, he has to run away to Golis to Dori Miklot. But he's supposed to enjoy himself there. He's supposed to lead a normal life over there. He doesn't have to suffer over there. That's why the Gemara says in Makkos that if a Talmud has to kill B'shegig and he has to run away to the Dori Miklot, so you have to send the Rebbe there also. It means, the Achronim say, if the Rebbe has 50 Talmidim in Yeshiva, he doesn't have to run to Roy Miklot and the 49 Talmidim lose that. It means he's the private Rebbe for this Talmud. He's his private Rebbe. So it says, Maglin le Rabbo, Imo. That's the Lashon, Maglin le Rabbo. Zayin Rebbe, you send his Rebbe. But if the Rebbe has other Shibudim, he has other people that he teaches, so you don't sedrei the whole world just because there's one guy sitting in the Roy Miklot. Okay. Or let's say the reverse, the Gemara says, the Rebbe killed B'shegig. The Rebbe killed B'shegig, go to the Ari Miklot, he may go off his mind if he doesn't have any Talmidim to give a shiur to. So the Gemara says sometimes you would, if there are people over there in the Ari Miklot already whom he can give a shiur to, let him set up a shiur over there. If there's nobody there, so then the Gemara says you have to supply him with people that he should enjoy sitting in the Ari Miklot. There's no din that you have to suffer when you go to Golos. That's what the Achranim say, when the Rabban Shalom sends the Klal Yisrael into Golos, there's a Golas HaShechina, the Shechina comes along to make it comfortable for us. There's no Aveira if people are in a decent living and they have clean homes in Golas. There's no mitzvah that you have to daf kesafkar in Golas, just like there's a din by the Ori Miklot. V'chai bohem, so the Gemara says, I would have had a Havmina like this. When the Eved Kenaini lives by me in my apartment to have a little room for him, and he earns $100 a week and he needs $50 for food, so about he gives me the remaining $950. That's the whole deal with the Eved Knaini. Even if you'll assume that I'm not allowed to take the full $1,000 and tell him to go schnorr food, but still the $950 I certainly can take. I only give him the first $50 he's entitled, and $950 I take. But one might have thought like this, if he ran away to the Ari Miklot, and there he has to work, and he's working for a living, gets a job there, so one might have thought of Havamina. That's one of the rights and privileges of Ari Miklot, that the people are entitled to live there better than they live at home. The Gemara thought, the poor Slav, when he lives at home, doesn't have air conditioning, doesn't have steam in the winter, he's freezing in the summer, he's schmaltzing away. When he goes to Ari Miklot, the community, Klal Yisrael, has an obligation to give him steam in the winter, to give him better than what he has at home. So the Gemara, that's what it sounds like for the Gemara. Golos?
Yeah, but it's still Golos.
Golos, it's still, he's supposed to feel dislocated. He's not together with the family. The rest of the family is not there.
Like an American prison, they want TV and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
They do have.
So the Gemara had a Havamina that I would have thought that when the Eved Knaini is an Ari Miklot, you're not allowed to take the $950 extra. When he earns $1,000 a week, he's entitled to keep all the money based on the din of Hilchus Golos. Hilchus Golos is, I would have thought that it's better off than he has it at home. When he's home, he has to give the $950 to the other. So that's what the Gemara says, Komash Malon. That's why the Braisa tells me, no, the $950 he has to hand over to the other. But that's all the Braisa means. It doesn't necessarily mean to say he gives over the full $1,000 check to the other and he has to go schnorri geld for his own meals. The Gemara says it doesn't necessarily say that. Frag the Gemara, how can you read Pshat in the Braisa like that? That is talking about the Eved is making $1,000 and he keeps the first $50, he only gives the Yodon the extra $950. In the same Braisa, the next line says, the woman is married and she killed somebody b'shoigeg, so she has to run away to the Or Mikvah. Or Mikvah is for men and women and every Knaini, all Yiddish, all Jewish people go to Or Mikvah when they kill. So Nisha should go to Or Mikvah by Lachai b'mizein Yisrael. So the Brice is making a contrast. It says the husband is mechuyev to send the $50 checks to food to the wife when she's in Or Mikvah, and he's not mechuyev to send the food to the Eved Knaini. So if you tell me that the Reish is talking to Eved Knaini, he's making $1,000 a week, and he keeps the basic $50, he only sends $950. So it's the same. Or Mikvah, the Brice is only telling me it's the same deal as he had when he was back home. You might have thought that Ari Miklot, he has to have it better than he have it at home. He keeps the full $1,000 check. So Kamashalom, that is the same. That's Pshat in the Braisa. So what's the contrast? It says, Avol Isha. However, a woman who's married, the husband is Mechuyev Mezainah. So doesn't that imply that by the Eved Knaini, the other takes the full $1,000 and he gives the Eved nothing for food? How did you read Pshat in the Braisa? He only takes after the $50, after the $50. Greg the Gemara Mikhtani Seif Avol, however, Isha should go to Lord Mikhail Balachai B'Zanaseh Michlal. The inference is that you're not talking about a case the Lo Yomaloh. He didn't say Tzim Ha'isa Yodechel B'Zanaseh Di Yomaloh, because if that's the deal, he told the Evet Knaini Tzim Ha'isa Yodechel B'Zanaseh, you're earning $1,000, so keep the first $50 from B'Zanaseh. The same thing by the wife. The wife also has a job in the Or Mikvah. She's also doing work. So why does the husband have to send him his money? She's making $1,000 a week. So let her keep her up. Because if the husband told the wife, so why does the husband have to give him his bonus? Umid is safer the loy amalah, since the safer by the wife case, the wife is in Ari Miklot, is talking in a situation where the husband did not make a deal, so the Reisha Nami by the Eved Knaini is also the loy amalah. He didn't tell the Yavaklani see my Sadakh and Sah. So the simple Pshat in the Braisa is Kipshuto. The Yodan takes the $4,000 check, he gives the Eved nothing. So you see the way we pass on Allah, and that's Takar Adin. You see that the Yodan is entitled to the full money even from the first penny on. Not that the Schus Yodan only begins after the first $50. So the same we said in the Mishnah. We're talking the Yodan made a deal with the Yavaklani see my Sadakh and Sah. And the Isha B'Dalai Sifko, and the woman only earns $10 a week. The women, Bizman HaGemar, they didn't earn so much money. So the Eved Mestama earns $1,000 a week. So the Eved means he's earning $1,000 a week, so he only has to give, he keeps 50 and he gives the other 950. And the Isha Mestama only earning $10 a week, so what's going to be with the rest of the food? She needs $50. So the husband has to supplement it, the same as we said before. The Isha is B'Dalai Sifko. How can you say that that's Pshat in the Braisa? The Braisa is talking about a case that the husband made a deal with the wife, see Maisi Adayach Lemizanesach, parallel to the Eved, he told the Eved, see Maisi Adayach. It's befavorish wrong. There's a next line in the Braisa, third line. The first line in the Braisa, what's the din of Eved Knaini goes to Or Mikvah. Second line, what's the din of Eishes Ishtoi who goes to Or Mikvah. The third line is a special case of Ishtoi. Amir Iktani, safe in the next line in the Braisa, the Imam Allah, and if the husband made a deal with his wife, see, Maisi Adayach Mimazainasayich, if he tells his wife, go get a job in Ari Miklot and keep all the money and pay for your own Mazainas. Then Rashoi, the husband does not have to send her the money every week for the Mazainas. But you just said that the whole Braisa, the first two lines in the Braisa are also talking that the Adam made a deal with his Eved Knaini and the husband made a deal with her. Everything is talking about see, Maisi Adayach. Michlal, can't you infer from the third section of the Braisa, the Reisha the Lo Yomaloh, that the first two cases by the Yevin and by the Ishtoi, I'm not talking that it said same Maisa Dechah. Mara says, no, not necessarily. Hochakama, no. The whole Braisa from top to bottom is talking about that the Odon with the husband said same Maisa Dechah. But the second and the third parts by Ishtoi are making a contrast. How much money is the wife earning over there? So the second part of the Braisa says like this. The husband tells the wife, you earn some money, go get a job there, you earn some money, so take care, buy your own food. She only earns $10 a week, so the husband is obligated to send her a check every week for $40 to supplement her food. And the third part of the price is talking, the wife is, gets a job, she earns $1,000 a week. So he tells her, keep all the money, see, I say, keep all the money, and I won't ask you for anything, and you can't ask me for more mezainos? You're making you're more than enough. Hachikama, no. Shat in the Braisa is like this, Vimaspekes, and she earns more than she needs. And the husband said, see my Sedam Zenesayach, Rashoi, Drag the Gemara.
But actually, it's the other way around. She is the one that could say that, not him. So she's the one that could say,
I don't want your money, I don't want that, that's another thing. She has a right to say.
Both have a right to say.
Both. Each one has a right to say.
But they have to agree.
The Baal can say it all.
The other way around, what kind of nice is it?
No, the Gemara says the husband also has a right to say. The husband also has a right to say, see my say daichum is an issa. But only if maspekes, only if misapekes, if she's not earning enough to
she also has to agree
to buy food.
She has to agree.
No,
she doesn't have to agree. If she has, if she's earning a job, if she's able to earn money,
he can ask his wife
if it's within reason. He can't make his wife go work in a, as a slave somewhere. Yeah. But if it's the mekubal, if it's the minig amdina that the women go to work, so then he has a right to ask his wife. He can't make his wife, let's say, I remember one couple, once came to me at an OU convention that the husband is very wealthy, and he makes his wife work in the office all day and all night. The husband is wealthy enough, he can buy, he can take a vacations to, every yontif he can go to Eretz Yisrael. He's so cheap, he didn't buy her any clothing. He can have himself 25 secretaries. He didn't want, he insisted the wife should work. So that's taka not fair. According to the minig amdina, I would assume that if the husband is wealthy enough, he doesn't make his wife work for him in the office, then he has no right to make the wife work. But it depends, whatever is mekubal, whatever is acceptable, kefi minig amdina. He can't make his wife work in a difficult job for her, a man's kind of labor. But if the minig amdina is that the women do get jobs and the woman is talented, she knows how to work, so then the husband can say, you work for a living, see maisei dachim, zeh nisach. The husband is entitled to maisei yedei ishtoi. Means within reason. He can't ask his wife to go get a job in an office. But if she is interested in going to get a job, then he's entitled to the maisei yedei. So the Gemara asks, if maspekes maile memra, so what's the chiddush? What do you need the whole third section of the braisa? That if the wife went to the Ari Miklot because she killed the shogeg, and she is able to get a job there to make $1,000, that the husband, by the eved, I would have thought, v'chai, other like hechad neches, here also it's a chiddush. I would have thought, when does a husband have a right to demand of his wife? You know how to work. You know how to type, you know how to stitch, you know how to work in an office, whatever. But she killed Bishagik, she runs away to the Ari Miklot, she doesn't know who anybody is, strange area. So one might have thought, the Gemara says, Ma'u detema, one might have said, Kol kvuda bas melafanima, that it's a gnai for the woman to start looking for work in a city where she doesn't know what's going on. So one might have thought that that's not considered, that's not reasonable, that the husband should have a right to say, you know how to work, so go get a job and support yourself. Even though she's in a different city, that is considered reasonable. If it's reasonable. Sometimes the taka won't be reasonable. I mean, let's say she just came there today, and the husband's going to say, go get a job today. The first day she comes, you have to give her a week or two till she finds a job. She has to read the newspaper, she has to ask around, look at the signs, see who needs some work. Yeah. But let's say she's there for already a couple of months. And then she can read the language. It's not a foreign language. She can read the language. She can read all the signs. Not such a big city. And it's possible for her to get a job. So the husband has the right to say, see, go get a job. And see, I don't want to support you. You can get a job. And it's not a tiny called food about smell of anemo. It's not a violation of tznius. She's there already long enough to figure out how to get it. But she killed Bishagik, she runs away to the Ori Miklot, she doesn't strange know who anybody is, strange area. So one might have thought, the Gemara says, Mao de Tema, one might have said, Kol Kvuda Bas Melafanima, that it's a gnai for the woman to start looking for work in a city where she doesn't know what's going on. So one might have thought that that's not considered, that's not reasonable, that the husband should have a right to say, you know how to work, so go get a job and support yourself. So the Gemara then, Kamashmolan, even though she's in a different city, that is considered reasonable. If it's reasonable. Sometimes the taka won't be reasonable. I mean, let's say she just came there today, and the husband's going to say, go get a job today. The first day she comes, you have to give her a week or two till she finds a job. She has to read the newspaper, she has to ask around, look at the signs, see who needs some work. Yeah. But let's say she's there for already a couple of months, and then she can read the language. It's not a foreign language. She can read the language, she can read all the signs. Not such a big city. And it's possible for her to get a job. So the husband has the right to say, see, go get a job. And see, I don't want to support you. You can get a job. And it's not a tiny called food of Asmelach anymore. It's not a violation of Tznius. She's there already long enough to figure out how to get a job. So what's bleibt halacha lemaisa with this din? Does the schus of the adon lemaisa, a dime of the eved, begin only after the basic amount of money has been earned and kept for himself? Only after the $50 that they say no, from the very first penny, everything belongs to the adon. So Gemara says, we can't really tell, not from the braisa, by the golus, not from the mishnah, everything is unclear. Let's try another braisa. So the Gemara says, lemi kitanoi, should I say, we have a machlokes hatanoi, we're not sure what they're fighting about. Maybe this is the nekudas ha-machlekes. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel loimer, yochol ha-eved loimer le-rabbo b'shnei batzoris, in a year of famine, when everybody's starving, so the eved can demand of the yadon, o parneseini, look here, either you give me food, o hotzieni lecheres, or free me and I'll go get a job somewhere else. You have no right to make me work for you, and you're not going to give me any food. That's what it sounds like. You have no right, ein ha-rab yochol loimer le-eved, that's what it sounds like Reb Shimon Gamliel says. The Yodon has the right to maintain the Eved. I want you to work, and then you're going to give me all the money, and I'm not going to give you any food. So the Chayit is like black and white. That's it. That's what the Gemara says. Lemi kitanoi. Should I say that's it? And the Gemara explains. My lab b'hokam v'fligim. Mistame, this is in the Kudas HaMachalik. The Mar Savar Yochol. The Chachamim say, Yochol harav loy melavet asemi. He wants all the salary. He doesn't want to give him back anything for food. My sovereign Reb Shimon Gamliel says any yochol. Frag the Gemara. Is that what it means? With tizbara, can that possibly be the nekudas hamachlokes? What does he want? O parneseni. Hi, O parneseni. O hotzieni lecherus. Parneseni. Frag the Gemara. O hotzieni lecherus. Why does Rabbi Shimon Gamliel say that that's what the Eved has a right to taina? What is he asking to go free? What does he want to go free?
I give you
the check for the $1,000. I'm the Eved. I give the Eved the check for the $1,000. I say, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, that's not fair. Either you give me $50 for food, or I'm not going to give you the check for the $1,000. Free me? What do you mean free me? He should say, it's not fair. I don't want to give you the check for the $1,000. Either you give me the food, either you let me eat at your table also, or I'm not going to give you the $1,000 check. Why does he say, either give me food or give me freedom? Why should that be the other option? It doesn't make any sense. If that's the machlokes, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Tanakame and the Chachamim, so the alternatives that the Yevit is presenting the other with don't read straight. It should say, O Parneseni, or give me the $50 for food. O Tainli Maisa Yod, I'm not going to give you the $1,000 check, my boy. Why does the Braise quote the Machlekes only Bishnei Batzoris? This Shaila is a Hashaila every year. Normal, under normal circumstance. Maishna Bishnei Batzoris? Why does the Braise only quote it? Ela the Gemara says, no. Hochmaskina, the Amalei, we're talking about a special case. The Amalei Tse Maisa Dechalim is an Esecha. The Yodon made a deal with the Yeved. You earn money, so take care of your own. You keep all the money that you earn,
just like the word,
and buy your own food. So normally the Yeved makes $1,000 a week, and he has $950 to buy cigars, to go invest, to do whatever he wants. We're talking Bishnei Batzoris Loisipeg. in a bad, in a year of famine, he's not going to make any $1,000 a week. He's only going to make $10 a week and make $40 a week. He's not going to make even $50 a week. So this, everybody agrees, the Yodan is not mechuyev to supplement his income. If the Yevet only earns $10 a week, the Yodan is not mechuyev to give him the remaining $40 that he needs. He's mechuyev, the same as the whole community. He doesn't have more of an obligation than anybody else. So what is the machlekes? It's a different machlekes in Hilchos Tzedakah. Rav Shimon Gamliel Sovar that the Yevet has a right to claim to the Yodan, O Parneseni, either you supplement my income, you give me another $40 from your bank account. He really has no claims against him, but he says, O Parneseni, or give me $40 extra, O Hosieni Lecheris. Why? Because by your maintaining me as an Eved Kenayni, Lemaisa, the people will not give me tzedakah. They don't give tzedakah to Avodim, they only give to Eden, but they don't give to Avodim. So he says, you have to free me, Kechad Chazali Inshi, O Merachman Allah. If I will be a free man, then the people will give me tzedakah. Cause Mandan, I'm an Eved Kenayni.
He should take care of you. The Odin should take care of the people.
The people will feel that the Yodin take care. So the Lemaisa, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, the people will not. Yeah, so the people will not give many mezainis. So that's why it's not a legal argument in Hilchus. What schusim does the Yodin have over the Eved? To what extent does the Yodin have schusim over the Eved? No, it's a different issue. It's an issue. Let's say when it comes to tzedakah, somebody comes to the community, nebuchadnezzar nitzach, he needs money. So we divide it among ourselves. So whoever earns more money should give more, a percentage. Whoever earns less money should give, everyone's going to give. What happens? You have a situation, I'm the only one who can help this man. What do you mean, Echreis? I have a drug. No one else has the drug. I have Echreis, a medicine. I have something. The person needs some information. I'm the only one who has the information who can help him out. So I have more of an obligation than the others. I'm the only one who can help. Let's say, if one is wealthier than the other, so the one who's wealthier has the obligation to do. So if one has biyicholto to help this nitzrach more than the other people, so he has to take care. So here you have a unique situation. The Eved Kenayni, nobody's going to give him any mezainis. Bishnei Batzoris, where's he going to get? The Odon is the only one who's in a position to solve his problem by freeing him. No one else can free the Eved. So the Eved hatatayna to the Odin, either you give me, the Eved only earns $10 a week and he needs $50 to live on. So the Eved can tie it to the Odin, look here, either you give me another $40 a week, I should be able to make ends meet, I have to eat food, or free me and you have this chi, because you're the only one who can do that. If you will free me, then the other people will give me tzedakah. Calls mine, I'm an Eved Kenayni. The other people won't want to give me the tzedakah. So that's why Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, not in Hilchas Avodim. It's not the Hilchus Chusei Ho'eved that the Yodin's Chus only begins after $50. Now we're talking, he's only earning $10. He's only earning $10. He's not talking about earning more. The Eved has a taina to the Yodin, you have a unique Chiv Tzedakah to free me in order to help me in my situation. I should be able to get Tzedakah. The Rabbonim Tzabri and the Chachamim disagree and they say no. The Eved will be able to get the same amount of tzedakah as an Eved as he will be able to get if you free him. So there's no reason to free him. Man de Beracham Abnei Chori, the Jews who will have Rachmanis on the free people of Abnei Chorin, Eved Nami Ruchum and Racham, they'll have Rachmanis on the Eved as well. So this Bryce is a machlokes in psychology, and Memeilid has ramifications in Hilchas Tzedakah. Does the Yodin have a unique obligation to give tzedakah to the Eved by freeing him? Oh no, there's no need to free him, he'll get the same tzedakah now as later, he's not going to get more tzedakah later. But that's not, but the Gemara suggests that's basically not the machlokes that we're looking for. We're looking for a shaila, does the Yodin have the right to take every single penny that the Eved earns? So we don't know what the din is. The Gemara says, Toshma, we don't know from Tanoim. First they started, maybe it's a raya from the Mishnah, then there was no raya. Maybe a raya from a Brisa, no raya. Then they said, maybe a raya machlokes ha-Tanoim, no raya. Well, we'll go to Amaroim. Second best, you go to Amaroim. So the Gemara says, an Amaroim is a Mefurish HaMachloikis Rav Rabbi Yechon. So Mefurish HaMachloikis Toshma, the Omar Rav, HaMagdish De Avdo, if the Yodon is Magdish, Eved, he's not Magdish the whole Eved. Eved belongs to me, I'm just Magdish, the Schus Maisi Adayim should go to Hegdish. So also, Eved Lovev Ochel, but also Parea, the problem is the Eved is going to work. He's going to make, let's say, $50 today. He makes the $10, $50 a day to give money. So when he earns that money, normally the din would be called Mashakana Eved Kana Rabba. But that's what the Yodin was Magdish. So the $100, the $50 that should have gone to the Yodin now goes to Hegdish. Money goes to Hegdish. It's a Nisa Moel Behegdish. So the Eved can't use anything. So he's going to starve to death. So what is he going to do? So it says, also whoever, let him borrow money from someone else. Also whoever should be loyveh v'oichel, he should borrow money in order to eat. And then later on he's going to figure out, I'll have to do some work later on and pay up. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? If the Adon's chus to the Maisi Adayim only begins after the point of $50, he doesn't have the right to the first penny until the Eved earned $50. So the Adon had no right to be Magdashit.
Right.
So how does he say that there's a problem? Shmamino, you see, Beferish Marav, Nishkin Tane, you don't have a Mishnah or a Brisa, but you see from Rav, Yochel HaRav Laim Alev, but Asayim Yivein Ezenach, don't you see, Beferish, that the chus of the Adon begins from the first penny? Otherwise, why is there a problem over here? Everything more? No. Not necessarily. Maybe Hochmaskin, maybe the case is like this. The Eved needs only $40 a week to buy sandwiches and coffee and food. Once in a while, he wants to have a cigarette, he wants to have some dessert, he wants to have some candy, whatever, he wants to have some nash. He really can live without that. So even if you say the schus of the Yadon only begins at a certain point, it's not at the point of $50, it should really be at the point of $40. So what's if the Eved wants that extra $10 to have a little dessert, a little ice cream once in a while? That's what the Bryce is telling us. Let him borrow money from someone, $10 a week borrow, in order to have the extra, and then we'll figure out an Eitzah later on how he's going to pay up. But whatever the Eitzah is going to be, you're going to be cheating Hegdish. Because any money above $40 that the Eved is going to earn should really go to Hegdisha. Why are you allowed to tell the Eved this Chochmah how to cheat Hegdish out of the $10 a week? Why should we allow that? The Gemara said, we're talking about a case that he is giving a mezainus. It doesn't necessarily mean it's not going to. What does it mean? So the Gemara says, he wants the extra $10 a week to have nash also. Craig the Gemara said, you're allowed to cheat, you're allowed to tell the Eved how he should cheat Hegdish. He should borrow money and then he's going to figure out how to pay it off later. But Leimalei Hegdish, why shouldn't Hegdish tie it to the Eved? That's not right. Strictly speaking, you're only entitled to the first $40 a week. Right. Legally speaking, you're only entitled to $40. So why should you cheat us from the extra $10 that you want to have $50 a week? Mara says, no, it's not cheating Hegdish. Everybody knows that if the workers are satisfied, they'll work better. If the Eved will have $10 a week more to have a nasherai, to have a little pleasure, so the Hegdish will gain. Profit. He'll be a better worker. That's what the Gemara answers. Hegdish gufa nichala k'echad alish b'chavdei. He certainly wants it. But then the Gemara wants to know, what is the Eitzah? What is the Eitzah? How is he going to do it? What? The Eved is going to borrow $10 a week. Let's say the first $40, the Odin had no right to be Magdish in the first place. Fine. So the first $40 he keeps. Then the next, he wants to have $10 a week, so he borrows money from someone else and he buys himself his cigarettes and his candies and his nasharai and the ice cream. And then how's he going to pay it up? What, he's going to oise upareya? What do you mean oise? He's going to earn a little money. The minute he earns money, goes to Hegdish. It should have belonged to the Yadon, Komash Kanav Kanrabah, whatever belongs to him goes to the Hegdish. So how is he ever going to pay up the $10
that he borrowed?
That he borrowed from the other people. Every penny that he earns goes straight to Hegdish. That's the Gemara's kasha. Craig the Gemara also pareya. How does he do that trick? How exactly do you do that? Kama kodesh lei. Every penny that he earns should belong to Hegdish. How is he going to solve the problem? And for the Gemara, a very peladika line. The pachas nishave pruto. That what? If the Eved does a little work, and the other fellow, the one for whom he works, pays him less than a shave pruto. He pays him every minute less than a shave pruto. Talmud Bavli Yerushalmi, he does know where this girsa comes from. The Sefer Eshkol had a girsa in the Gemara. Shekei Matzino b'Yankev Avino, that when he sent Yosef, Lech Narei Shlom Achechel, Shlom Atzon, he sent him to Shechem. So he spoke in learning specifically with him the last moment before he left. He spoke about either Hilchas Egla Arufa. It wasn't Stam the last thing they had learned together, Bechavrusa. When he sent him away, he told him this halacha, either the Egla Arufa or the Hilchas Agoras. So that's what he was excited to see. His son knew the Simon. That's the last thing that they learned together. He realized that he was still alive and still holding by learning.
Okay.